Guarda, ma quindi è... Brother Macquinie, if you can come and commit at the preaching of the word, we believe he is coming soon. I'll also ask him to commit the envelopes that have been brought forward.
Mutsweni makarura maishe, tenso Kristu mangwana nami. Tine mfaro, wabamushe makanaka. Pakereke pano, ishe mari wangu mangwana nanasi. Mutsweni makarura maishe baba, makatipa mufudzi. Tino kurumbi zai, wabamushe makanaka, kupapaka zika pamoyo yedu. Tine mfaro, wabamushe makarura maJehova. Chiri batrai, wabamushe mutsweni Jehova, to stand with our pastor. Tinoisa ishimari wangu mufudzi wedu pamiriposu wei mangwana nanu. Mutsweni baba makarurama ishimari pavaru kumira pabasa. Ishimari wangu mutsweni makarurama Jehovah. Chizuro chedenga baba wangu ishimakanaka mangwana nanasi. Dere chaiva zoza baba wangu ishimakarurama Jehovah. Kutimari wangu ishimono mutsweni mbeu imwe neimu ya wacha jgara panzimbo ino. Ishimari wangu ibukire baba igoratize. Ishimari wangu mutsweni makarurama Jehovah. Ishimari wangu mutsweni makanaka baba upenyu wa Kristu panzimene ishi baba makarurama ishimari muri mutsweni mangwana nano ishimari wangu mutsweni makarurama Jehovah pane vana venyu vanotenda vaunza ishimari wangu ma envelope ishi baba makarurama ishi baba papupiti yenyu baba mangwana nanasi tinawakumikidza ishimari wangu nokaisa pamberi posu wenyu ndakaisa ishimari wangu rogo rwangu pamusoro pavo baba wangu ishimakarurama Jehovah ishimari wangu ndizoti mimwari ndimi ishi baba makanaka Muvambi no pesu openyu wedu. Taikuna mataino kutenda Jehovah dizori mwerema zwa baba. Vanavenyu achadzoka zvakare vachikutenda vachikurumbidzai. Mangwana nano chindira mberi nesu baba wangishi makanaka Jehovah. Mukupadzwa kweivhangeri baba wangishi makanaka. Taikuna mataino kutendai. Rumbidzwai kudzwa namatwaino kusingaperi. Nesu ratenso Kristo. Amen.
Open our Bibles
to
Exodus chapter
14.
Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel that they may turn and camp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Hasbon. Before it shall ye camp by the sea.
Udzavana na Israel kutivadzoke, vava kemisa sayau pamberi pa Pihahiroth, pakati pe Migdol ne gungwa pamberi pa Baal Zefoni, muva kemisa sayenyu pa gungwa pakatari sana napo.
For Pharaoh will say unto the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in.
Zino Pharaoh uchati pamsoro pavana wa Israel, varashanzira panyika, renje ravadzivirira.
I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored before Pharaoh, and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord, and they did so.
Ndichaumesa moyo wa Pharaoh kuti avateverere, ini ndichakudzwa pamsoro pa Pharaoh napa hondo yake yose.
We go to 17. And I behold, I'll harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon his host, upon his chariots, upon his horsemen.
Vachiteverera ini ndizokudzwa pamusoro pa Farao napamusoro pehondo yake yose napamusoro pengoro dzake napamusoro pavatashi vake vamabhiza
And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh upon his chariots and upon his horsemen.
Ipapo vaIjipita vachaziva kuti ndini Jehovha kana ndakudzwa pamusoro paFarao napamusoro pengoro dzake napamusoro pavatasvi vake vamabhiza.
24. And it 24. Came to pass that in the morning watch that the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians.
Mangwanani Jehovha akatarira hondo yavaIjipita ari mishongo yomoto neegore akavhundusa hondo yavaIjipita.
And took off their chariot wheels that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians.
Akanyudza makumbo engoro dzavo dzikatambudzika pakufamba vaIjipita vakazoti ngatitize pamberi pavaIsraeri nekuti Jehovha unovarwira ivo asi unorwa navaIjipita.
The Lord bless the reading of his word. You may take your seats.
Ishira ropa fazi wirengwa rikushoko rawo garai zvino pasi.
It's good once again to be in the house of the Lord.
Zvakanaka zvakare kuva muimba yaJehovha.
Just want to allow me to greet my friends in the balcony.
Nditendere kukwazisa shamwari dzangu dziri ku balcony.
Also allow me to greet my also friends in the main auditorium.
Kutendere kupazisa shamwari dzangu dziri pano pasi. Amen.
I don't believe I have someone who is not my friend in this church.
Anditende kuti pane mumwe munhu asiri shamwari yangu ari muchechi munomu.
Maybe I might not know. If you think you are not my friend, maybe we can talk after service and then.
Amendokana ngandisingazive kana uchifunga kuti hausi shamwari yangu togona kuzokurukura nyaya yacho service yapera.
And then I'll befriend you.
Zvino tozotanga ushamwari ipapo.
But it's always good to be in the house of the Lord.
Asi zvakanaka nguva dzose kuva muimba yaJehovha.
And also it's good to have friends like you.
Uye zvakanaka kuve neshamwari dzakaita seni.
When you've got good friends, sometimes you take it for granted to say, you know, friends are always good.
Unozati kana une shamwari dzakanaka. Unogona kusazviona kuti zvakakosha pai unongofunga kuti shamwari dzese dzakadaro.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita ngari kudzwa.
From the scripture reading,
kubva pagwaro rataverenga,
we want to speak on a subject, the Lord wants honor from your situation.
Tinotaura pamusoro pechidzidzo chekuti Ishe varoda kukudzwa kubva pachinhano chauri. Amen.
In order for the Lord to get the honor,
kuti Ishe vawane kukudzwa,
there must be somebody with a situation.
Panofanange pane munhu ane chimwe chinhano chaari.
There must be a church with a situation.
Panofanange paine church iri mune chimwe chinhano.
There must be an Eastleigh Tabernacle with a situation.
Panofanange pane Eastleigh Tabernacle ine chinhano chairi.
But this morning,
asi mangwanana anhasi,
God is looking for somebody with a situation.
Mwari vari kutsvaga mumwe munhu ane mamirire ezvinhu aari.
If you have got more than one situation,
kana iwe une zvakawanda zviri kukunetsa,
you can say thank you Lord, for the Lord wants to get honor for your various situations.
Chibva watotenda Mwari nekuti Mwari kubudikidza nematambudziko iwayo vada kuwana kukudzwa.
In other words,
nekumwe kutaura,
God is going to create that situation such that when that situation has been addressed, he will get the honor.
Mwari ndovachakupinza mudambudziko rauri kuti kana vazogadzirisa dambudziko rako vozokudzwa.
As it is God who have created that situation, know one thing for sure, success is guaranteed.
Kana vari Mwari vakupinza muchinano chauri, iva nechokwadi chekuti uchakunda pasina kana imwe nyaya.
God may even create a situation where somebody has to tremble on your feet.
Mwari anogona kutokupinza masituation ekuti mumwe munhu anotokutsika konzi.
Somebody may say bad things about you.
Mumwe munhu ototaura zvakaipa pamusoro pako.
Almost becoming a laughing stock.
Wobva watosvika pakutora kuva chiseko.
But in the midst of that, know one thing for sure. God wants honor from that very situation.
Mwari vari kuda kuti vakudzwe kubva pachimiro ichocho.
How does God get the glory, the honor?
Mwari vanokudzwa sei, vanoremekedzwa sei?
It is after you successfully overcame that very situation.
Mushure mekunge iwe wakunda zvine mutsa chinhano chako.
And usually the prophet says,
muprofita anowanzoti
love helps you to conquer every situation.
Rudo ndiro runokubatsira kukunda mamiriro ezvinhu ose.
How many in here believe that the most essential thing in the kingdom of God is love?
Vangani vanotenda kuti chinhu chakakoshesa muumambo hwaMwari rudo.
That's right.
Ndizvo chaizvo.
This is actually a quote.
Mashoko andataura aya ndemuprofita wedu.
The prophet goes further to say, now I'm going to give you a little secret.
If you love
people, people will know it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil can try to impersonate other things. But he can never impersonate love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we are in saying we have to love one another. From the reading in the scripture, it's clear God ordained this to happen. He was even talking, speaking to Moses. To say God, you know, he was giving the coordinates himself.
Ivo Mwari ndova aitoudza Moses mamirira akaita zvinhu nehuko dzacho.
He knew to say if they go to the exact place, then they will think they are entangled.
Ndiye aitoziva kuti kana vakaenda panzvimbo yavataura iyi, zvinobva zvanyatsoita kuti vafunge kuti vasvika pamamiriro ezvinhu akaipa.
The reason why he allowed that to happen, he wanted to say after delivering them, he would then get the honor.
Chikonzero Mwari vakatendera kuti zviitike izvi ndechekuti muchure munge vavadzikinura ivo Mwari ndo vaizokudzwa.
So for any situation God would have allowed it to happen that way. Get you into a certain spot, the reason is he would want to deliver you, and after delivering you he will get the honor.
Saka mamiriro ezvinhu esa unopfuura nawo ndiMwari vanenge vazvitendera kuti mushure mengo wapinda mazviri vozokudzikinura ivo Mwari.
And Pharaoh had no choice.
Faro anga asina chimwe chekuita.
Even if he wanted to loosen his heart, to have a meek heart, there was no way. God had said, I'll harden Pharaoh's heart.
Kunyange Faro akanga asingade kuomesa moyo wake, akanga achida kuve nemoyo mutete. Asi Mwari vakanga vatotaura kuti ndichaomesa moyo waFaro.
If God determines something, there is no way an adversary can do otherwise.
Kana Mwari vatsunga moyo, hapana chimwe chingaitwa nemurengi.
Amen.
After God delivered them,
mushure mwenge Mwari vavadzikinura,
sisters, they composed songs.
Hanzvadzi dzakanyora karwiyo.
Sister Miriam started playing the tambourine.
Sister Miriam vakatanga kuridza tambourine.
I'm sure we've got lots of Sister Miriams here who play their tambourines.
Ndotenda kuti tina Sister Miriam vakawanda pano vanoridza matambourine avo.
And say, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among
the gods?
Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praises. Doing wonders. Our God does wonders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He allows situations to happen so he gets the glory.
Our
father Abraham, 25 years he waited to receive a son. If that was not enough, after receiving that son, God says, I want that very son. I want you to sacrifice your own boy. The reason he did that, he wanted to get the glory. And look at our father Abraham. He did not question God. He took the son, went with him, and prophesied. After his son asked him a question, to say, where is the burnt offering? He said, the Lord God will provide a sacrifice for
himself.
That's exactly what we should do, for brother and sister. We should speak, and God will honor what was spoken. And for sure, that's he then became a friend of God.
And ichokwadi Abraham akazova shamwari yaMwari.
And on that day angels were in trouble. They were sent to say, go down there and bless my friend. In blessing, I'll bless thee. In
much
like I'll multiply thy seed as the sand as the seashore.
As the
stars of heaven. And thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are also a seed of Abraham. So you have the right, my brother, my sister, to possess every gate of the enemy. And this Abraham, the Lord said, shall I hide anything from Abraham? That thing which I do, as also the seed of Abraham, God is now revealing his secrets to you. His
feelings
were now revealed to you. Why? Because the Lord is saying, like he said to Abraham, shall I hide from my friend where there is the name Abraham? In Genesis 17, you can also put your name there. Where he said, shall I hide from Abraham? You say, shall I hide from blessing? Shall I hide from Mary? Exactly, and the Lord will not, he will then reveal those secrets to you. We have to take God as his word, my brother, my sister. Because the prophet says, salvation cannot be based on any church. Or any creed, but by the word of God. For is God's word, is so perfect that no one iota of it will ever fail. All the heavens will fail, the earth will fail, but God's word will never fail. Until the prophet says, God might have to bankrupt the heavens before he would let his word go defeated. He never made a promise that he can't keep. If he made a promise, the prophet is saying, he might have to bankrupt heaven
than
that prophet not to come to pass. In other words, the prophet is saying, whatever is in the Bible, it is you were saying, my Bible and I, eh?
So
whatever is in here, if you just have the right mental attitude, you can take whatever it is in here because God will back it up. God can allow situations to come your way. He can allow sickness to come in your way. The reason is, he would want to get honor from that situation. The prophet says, this, I love this message. But, oh brother, Isaiah 53 tells us of one.
Isaiah 53 no 2 Zaish.
Came down from heaven, oh, that was good.
Akaburuka kubva kudenga, aiwa zvaka zvakanaka.
And he was wounded for our transgressions.
Akakuwadzwa nekuda
kwekudarika kwedu. He was bruised for our iniquity.
Akarohwa nekuda
kwekudarika kwedu. Our peace was upon him, and his stripes we are healed.
Kurohwa kwakati parugare kwakanga kuri paari uye nemavanga ake takaponeswa.
Sickness, superstitions, and devil had pinned us down. There was no way out. The church had gone wrong.
That
went off the denominational things and the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the washing of pots and pans. And the word of God became of no effect. But this little dove came down. And there was only one thing that could take place. There had to be a redeemer. But being wounded, broken, beaten, torn, but he knows his way back home. So from Calvary's cross, where they bruised him, where they mashed him, torn him like a bunch of wolves upon him, he made his flight from Calvary and landed in heaven's doors, saying, "It is finished, it is finished." They are free. Sickness can be healed now. Sinners can be saved. The captive can be set free. It is the word of God. If you are a captive, the prophet is saying they can be set free now. The devil cannot hold you any longer. Even if you have got your loved one who is not a believer, he went on the cross of Calvary for him. Oh, brother and sister, look at the issue of Lazarus. God allowed him to die. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he went further. Even after hearing that his friend had died, the reason why he did that, he wanted to get himself the honor. 4 days he had died. But the prophet says, he went there and says, "Lazarus, come forth." He said, "Oh my, corruption knew its master." The spirit likewise. Oh my brother.
Hallelujah.
Some of the things we don't have to understand. If corruption knew its master, what situation can stand? Hallelujah. I challenge any demon in the name of Jesus. His soul was somewhere in eternity. I don't know where it was, neither do you. We won't argue about that, where his soul was. But anyhow, it heard the voice of the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that is true. That is what is important. Whether it was where, we don't care. But when he said, "Lazarus, come forth." You know, sometimes you can even speak situations into existence or out of existence, depending on your taste. But the problem is, we are so much captured by fear. You say, if I speak this out of existence, what happens if it does not happen? That is not your duty. Your duty is to speak. When you speak, God will do his part. In Judges chapter 7, there is a story where God is asking Gideon to do some deliverance. But he is captured with fear. And also then God realizes, if he goes with so many people, after delivering them, then people will then say, you know, as human beings, we also want to honor. But God does not want to share his glory and honor with a man. In any situation, don't put your hand in it.
aikona kuda kuedza kuzvibatsira.
God will do it himself.
Mwari vachaita basa rose voga.
God asked Gideon.
Mwari vakabvunza Gideon.
To say, ask those people who are fearful.
Kumbira vanhu vaya vanotya.
To return.
Kuti vadzokere zvavo kudzimba.
Maybe if we just say people who are fearful, you might think it's just ordinary people. These are soldiers, eh?
Kana ndingangoti vanhu vanotya munongoona kungoti zvinowanika. Aiwa tiri kutaura vanhu vari kunzi vari kutya pakati pemasoja.
Who had taken an oath?
Anga atotora mhiko.
To say, I will defend my nation.
Kuti inini ndicharwira Israel.
To say, I'll put my life at risk for the sake of a nation.
Kuti inini ndichatopinza upenyu hwangu munjodzi ndichirwira nyika yangu.
But Gideon comes and said,
asi Gideon oya oti,
those who are fearful,
vose vari kutya,
please go back.
Dzokera henyu kudzimba.
My Bible tells me,
Bible rangu rinondiudza,
a staggering and earth-shattering 22,000 soldiers.
Hanzi masoja 22,000.
Yeah. Went back because they were fearful.
Namba inoshamisa kudaro. Vakadzokera kumba nekuti vaitya.
No wonder why the prophet says.
Ndosaka muprofita vachiti,
fear is of the devil.
Kutya ndekwa diabori.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for somebody today.
Ndikutsvaga mumwe munhu nhasi.
Who is saying, come watch me.
Anoti chero kukauye.
I'm not going to fear anything.
Ina ndina chandichatya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God says walk through that wall,
kana mari vakati pinda nepamadziro,
I will go through that wall.
Ndichapinda nepamadziro iwayo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the one who given the promise is big enough to make sure that promise comes to pass.
Nekuti uyo akapa vimbiso mukuru chaizvo kuti anokwanisa kuzadzikisa vimbiso yake.
You can read the scripture.
Nokunwa kuverenga gwaro.
And the Lord said unto Gideon,
Jehovah vakati kuna Gideon,
the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into thy hand.
Vanhu vaunawo vakawandisa kuti ndiise maMidian mumaoko avo.
Lest Israel vaunt herself against me, saying, mine own hand had saved me.
Kuti vaIsraeri varege kuzvikudza pamberi pangu vachiti, maoko edu ndiwo akatiponesa.
Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And they were retained of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. You know, he went further until after that one, the Lord still realized that Gideon himself was still afraid.
Mushire maizvozvo mari vakangocherechedza kuti iye Gideon wopa chake akanga achiri kutya.
And the angel had to go to him.
Ngirozi ikatoenda kwaari.
And to tell him, say, if you are still fearful, take a servant to go with you.
Kana uchiri kutya, tora muranda woenda naye.
Judges 7:10 we read.
Judges 7:10 ndo yachaverenga.
But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Pura, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Pura, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men which were in his host. The reason, you know, he said, if you are fearful, go with your servant. On verse 11, if he was not fearful, he was going to go alone. But he had to go with the servant to show that he was still fearful. But we want to cast that fear today. And we are not going to allow any situation to separate us from the love of God. What shall separate from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written,
says akanyorwa,
for thy sake we are killed all day long.
Nekuda kwavo tinourayiwa mazuva ose.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Tinoverengwa semakwai ari kunobayiwa.
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors.
Aiwa mune zvose izvi tiri vakundi nekupfuurisa.
For I am persuaded.
Nekuti ndakagutsikana
ini. That neither death nor life nor angels.
Kuti hapana rufu kana upenyu
kana ngirozi. Nor principalities nor power.
Kana mabati kana
mapfimba. No things present, no things to come.
Kana zviripo kana zvichauya.
No height or depth.
Kana kukwidza kana kudzika.
No any other creature.
Kana chipi chisikwa hacho.
Shall be able to separate us from the love of God.
Chakwanisa kuti patsanura
kubva. Which is in Christ Jesus.
Rumwa Christ Jesu.
The situation of Zacchaeus, my brother, my sister.
Chinano cha Zacchaeus, hama yangu
andani. People could have labeled him a thief.
Vanhu vaigona anga vakati Zacchaeus imbavha.
An extortioner.
Uyo anopamba mari dzevanhu.
But the situation changed.
Asi chapupu chake chakashanduka.
When Zacchaeus came to a glory avenue and a hallelujah avenue.
Zacchaeus akapinda mumugwagwa we glory ne avenue
ye glory. You might have a desperate situation, my brother, my sister.
Unogona nge une chinhano
chawasvika kupupererwa. But I am inviting you to glory avenue.
Asi ndiri kukukoka kuti
I am inviting you to hallelujah avenue.
Ndiri kuti huya mumugwagwa we hallelujah. Chinhano chako chinofanira kushanduka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rahab the harlot had a similar situation.
Rahab chipfeve aive nechimiro chimechete.
She was condemned.
Anga ari munhu anga achinzi asina basa.
I'm sure at the mention of the word of the name Rahab.
Ndotenda kuti pakungotaurwa zita rekungonzi Rahab.
If there is a sister or a wife with her husband, you just make sure you hold the hand of your husband.
Kana paive nemudzimai kana aive hanzvadzi aine murume wake.
She had such a situation. But there is nothing that is too hard, that is too difficult, that God cannot change. Because God wants honor to himself. The devil hates me, the prophet says. And I know he hates you too. He is my enemy. But as long as God is my friend, I don't have no fear of him. I just drive him right back. Take the word of God and move him right back. Out of the place he thinks he's holding,
kubva panzvimbo yaanofunga kuti akabatirira,
he hasn't got no strongholds.
Haasina masimba.
He absolutely legally defeated in every place.
Akakundwa mazviro kwazvo kunyange pamurau panzvimbo dzose.
The devil hasn't got one legal right at all nowhere.
Diabolo haana kana paane mvumo kana pamutemo kunyange panzvimbo ipi.
He is just a devil.
Angori diabolo.
And a password, that's all.
Uye ingori ishoko.
He hasn't got no legal right to any man that accepts the promise of Jesus Christ.
Uye haana kodzero yekugamuchira shoko raJesu Kristo.
He is whipped in sickness. He is whipped in disappointments.
Akarohwa paurwere. Akarohwa pakodza moyo.
He is whipped in everything.
Akarohwa pane zvese.
He is whipped in death.
Akarohwa parufu.
He can't scare me.
Achakwanisa
kukunda. He can't scare you.
Achakwanisa
kukuchisa. That's all. He is a big old shadow.
Ndozvaangori. Ringori zimumvuri rakare.
Don't be afraid of a shadow, my brother, my sister.
Haikona kutyisidzirwa nemumvuri hama hanzvadzi.
That old scarecrow.
Icho chi scarecrow chekare.
God is in control.
Mwari ndo vari kutonga.
We are taught the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord, the prophet says.
Tinodzidziswa kuti nzira dzevanhu vakarurama dzinotungamirwa naShe, ndozvatinonzwa nemuprofita.
And everything works together for good to them that love God.
Uye zvinhu zvose zvinofambirana pamwe chete mukunaka kuna avo.
God just brings things around to happen that way.
Ndimwari vanotendera kuti zvinhu zviitike nenzira
iyoyo. In his great love to his people.
Ndirwa rudo rwavo rukuru kuvanhu
vavo. Sometimes he has to take you through some dark places.
Dzimwe nguva Mwari vanotokupfuudza nemunhu nguva dzerima,
only to show you light,
kuti vangokuratidza chiedza.
And our Father works those things.
Uye ndibaba vedu vanoita zvinhu
zvose izvi. And I believe that's the church today.
Uye ndinotenda kuti church nhasi.
Only in its condition.
Iri muchinhano chayo.
It's only a place that God's bringing the church. And when it will all break, What a time of rejoicing. When the redeemed stand someday to crown Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when
he's
sitting on Mount Zion and all around the earth circled, the redeemed singing of redemption, the angels will stand off on a sideline, bowed heads. They won't understand. They've never been redeemed. They've never failed to be redeemed. Only we mortals know what it means to be lost. An angel doesn't know what it means to be lost. And we are the only ones that can get joy out of this song. Redemption, and I think that's the way it is in the church. If you were not born in sin and shaped iniquity, you are not going to understand what redemption is all about. But if you look back, see where you came from, the things you used to do, then you can appreciate Calvary. Some of us, we were thieves. Some of us were like Rahab. We may not mention her profession, but we want to thank God for the redemption. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of us can sit down putting on a tie. This is the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says,
Prophet,
when that old sickness that's bothered you, that old stomach trouble, oh my, when that old pipe, that old sin, you see, those are some of the traits that were troubling us. But praise be to Calvary. Just, you know, passing through a certain place. You know, you just feel your nostrils, you know, the things that you used to do. But thanks be to God. When you pass through those places now, nothing will bother you anymore because of redemption. Them things that set you back and held you back, when you walk through the blood of Jesus yonder and God has cleansed you, your soul, there'll be another dancing party take place. The joy bearers of heaven will leap in your heart now. Praise be the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ allows situations to come away so that he gets himself the honor. Even in the Bible, he was asked the question. When he came through a blind man to say, who sinned? Is it this blind man? Or the parents, that he was born blind. But I like the answer that he gave. Oh yes. Jesus answered the answer. Okay, maybe a verse up. Maybe
we can. Verse 2.
Okay, yes. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Jesu akapindura akati, uyo haana kutadza, kunyange na wabereke vake, asizi zvakaitwa kuti mabasa amwari aoneswe maari.
So some situations is not the devil. So even if you are in such a precarious situation,
kunyange
don't always point to the devil.
Kunyange uri mamirire zvina unofunga kuti pamwe injodzi haikona kukurumidza kuwanira diabori mhosva.
It is God who wants honor after delivering you from that very situation.
Mwari varida kukudzwa mushure mekunge vakudzikinura kubva muchinano ichocho.
When you have a situation, call him on the scene.
Kana wapinda mudambudziko, dana Mwari vauye.
God is waiting for you to call him on the scene so that he can display what it is to be a savior, what it is to be a healer.
Kana wapinda mudambudziko, dana kuna Mwari nekuti iwo vakagadzira kuti varatidze kuti chii chinonzi muruponeso kana mudzikinuri.
The disciples were there in that ship, in that boat.
Vadzidzi pavanga vari igwa kana muchikepe.
At first, they tried to help themselves.
Pakutanga vakamboda kuzvibatsira.
Experience.
Munoziva kuziva zvinhu.
Their profession.
Munoziva ranga riri basa ravo rekuraura.
So when the winds came in,
saka mhepo payakauya, dutu parakauya.
I'm sure the referral was made to Peter to say, Peter, what shall we do?
Ndotenda kuti vakamhanya kuna Peter vakati nhai toiteiko Petro.
Human effort. But at the end of human effort, they realized we are going to perish. Why should we not call him on the scene? Then they called him on the scene. And when you call him on the scene, he comes and changes the situation. He just said, peace, be still. And why he got the honor?
Seiko.
So this moment in time,
saka panguva ino,
what situation you might be having,
kana chingava china no chipi
chauri, call him on the scene,
ingova dana va
uye, that he can come to your rescue,
kuti vauye kuzokudzikinura.
Do not use your human ability.
Haikona kushandisa simba rako renyama.
Because if you use your human ability,
nekuti ukashandisa simba renyama,
you will fail.
Uchakundikana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says,
muprofita vanoti,
I like, he's talking about love. Which constrained the Lord Jesus Christ to die for you, for me on the cross of Calvary. The same love is supposed to control us, the church. The prophet says, love controls the church. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his love constrained him to do it. And when love is constrained, then sovereign grace projects its object.
Kana rwagombedzerwa kudaro, zvino nyasha dzinozvitonga dzega dzinobva dzapinda pamamiriro ezvinhu.
May I say that again? When divine love is projected, grace produces its
objects.
And God loved the world so much, still sovereign grace projected a savior to the world.
Amen.
The reason why the Lord Jesus Christ came to die for you and for me,
this
was the projection of love by the Lord Jesus
Christ.
He sent his only begotten son to die for you, to die for me, so that you will not continue living in your sinful life, so that you will not have that hate in your heart, to remove that hate from your heart. That's exactly one of the privileges, one of the benefits of the Lord Jesus Christ going on the cross of Calvary. To give you that faith,
kukupa kutenda,
to drive away that fear,
kudzinga kutya,
which has no value.
Kutya kusina zvakunobatsira.
Faith is of God.
kutenda ndekwa mwari.
Fear is of the devil.
Kutya ndekwa diaboli.
Fear makes you weary.
Kutya kuno kushaisa simba.
Fear makes you wonder.
Kutya kunoita kuti unetsekane.
If I was going to die in the morning, the prophet says,
kana ndai chizunzi ndirikufa mangwanani mburufuta anotaura.
What good will it do to me to get all shield up?
Zvinondibatsireiwo kuti ndirambe ndichinetsekana nekushungurudzika.
What if I am going to be electrocuted in the morning?
Kana uchazofa necheya yemagetsi mangwanani.
And my life going to end tomorrow morning, what good will do that for me to worry about?
Ndichizati upenyu hwangu huchaguma mangwanani, zvinondibatsirei kuti ndishungurudzike.
Well, you say what good will that to have faith? What good will that if you have got the faith?
Zvino unogona kubvunza kuti zvinozobatsirei kana ndikava nekutenda.
The prophet says, faith can sign my pardon.
Kutenda kunogona kuunza kuregererwa kwangu.
There is value in faith.
Mune maropafadzo
mukutenda. Don't be weary.
Haikona kunetsekana.
Don't be scared.
Haikona kutya.
Don't be upset.
Haikona kuodzwa
moyo. Just have faith.
Ingova nekutenda.
And the only way you can have faith.
Nzira yoga yekuti uve nekutenda.
You have to have love first.
Unofanira kutanga wava nerudo.
For love produces faith.
Nekuti rudo ndorunobuditsa kutenda.
For perfect love, get it, perfect love. Cast out all fear.
Wana kutenda kwakakwana nekuti kutenda kwakakwana kunodzinga kutya.
And whatever you do, the prophet says again,
profeta anotaura zvakare
achiti, lay aside everything until you get perfect love.
Hanzi pane zvose zvaunoita imbozvisiya kusvika wawana rudo rwakakwana.
Get where you can love everybody.
Svika pachinhano chekuti wakwanisa kuda munhu wese.
Even every enemy.
Kunyange vanokuvenga vose.
No matter if the plane is rocking, the lighting is flashing, or the guns of the enemy are upon you,
kunyange ndege ichitonge yada kudonha mheni dzichipenya muvengi akakunongedzera nepfuti.
These things don't matter.
Zvose izvo hazvina basa.
Get perfect love.
Tsvaga rudo rwakakwana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, love is so important, my brother, my sister.
Wakakosha hama yangu hanzvadzi.
Even your enemy, love him.
Kunyange muvengi wako mude.
Even if you know this is my enemy, love him.
Kunyange ukanyatsoziva kuti uyu anondivenga uyu, mude zvakadaro.
Go, if you love him, do your part as a human being to love that person.
Kana uchimuda ingoita chikamu chako semunhu, mude munhu iyeye.
God will ensure
Mari vachava nechokwadi.
That the evil thing that the enemy is intended for you, it will be turned into the good thing.
Kuti chinhu chakaipa changashida kuti nemuvengi chizobuda mukunaka.
A story is told.
Pane nyaya inotaurwa.
Of a king or a rich person, I can't remember what that is.
Yamambo kana kuti munhu mupfumi andichanyatsorangarira.
Very rich he was.
Anga akapfuma kwazvo.
He had a daughter, very beautiful.
Aive nemwanasikana tsvarakadenga.
Now the beautiful daughter was of age to be given hand in marriage.
Tsvarakadenga anga asvika pazera rekuti richiwanikwawo achirorwawo.
Then he made a proclamation.
Ndokubva vashambadzira.
Say, I'm looking for a young man
ndirikutsvaga mujaya
who can marry my daughter.
Anogona kuroora mwanasikana wangu.
Then he says, the qualification, I'm not looking for a rich man because if it is riches, I do have them.
Sikanzi handisi kutsvaga munhu akapfuma nekuti kana iri pfuma ndinaye.
I'm just looking for a swimmer.
Ndirikungotsvaga anogona kubhaguja.
So any young man, if you can swim, you can come on a certain day. You might have my daughter.
Kana aripo mujaya anogona kubhaguja na kushambira munogona kuuya pane rimwe zuva wotora tsvarakadenga yangu.
So people went some to buy nice swimming costumes.
Saka vanhu vakaenda vakanotenga ma swimming costume akanaka.
Some went for practices.
Vamwe vakaenda kumbono practice
how to swim.
Kuti uno swima sei.
Until the day came.
Kusvika zuva rauya.
So they came to the place that was appointed.
Vakasvika panzvimbo yanga yasarudzwa. There
was a big pool or dam, whatever it was.
And then
they were told to say, whoever is going to swim and be the first to cross over there, that man I will give my daughter to him.
Ani nani pamajaya wose achashambira onobuda kumahombe kombe ari number 1 ndiye acharora mukunda wangu.
Before they were told to start,
vasati vanzi tangai,
they heard a chopper, the noise of a helicopter coming.
Vakanzwa ruzha rwehelicopter ichiuya.
There were a couple of helicopters.
Paive nemahelicopter akati kuti.
And they circled over the dam.
Ndobva atanga kutenderera padhamu.
And they saw something dropping into the water, crocodiles.
And
there was such great silence. And they were told, on your marks, get set, go. There was such great silence. Then after some time, they heard a splash. He was just going in.
Akapinda.
Under a croc.
Aripasipe garwe.
Another one.
Rimwerika uya garwe.
And he went through.
Akabudirira.
Finally, he went to the, he made it to the other side.
Akakwanisa kubuda mumvura.
But what then surprised people?
Asichakazoshamisa vanhu.
When he was coming back,
paakanga akudzoka.
They saw his face, he was furious. They were wondering, what's the problem? Instead of him being happy, why is he so furious? And then he said, who pushed me? Now his enemy had pushed him into the water. But and also, these were not real crocodiles. It was a rubberized crocodile. But look what the enemy did. He thought he was going to be consumed by the crocodile. But God knew.
Hallelujah.
So today, my brother, my sister, irrespective of what your enemy is determined to do on you, but I tell you this thing for sure, God is determined to ensure that which he promised you will come into pass. If he said you are going to be blessed, it doesn't matter how many devils, how many enemies are going to come your way. You will still prosper. It doesn't matter the adversary. You're going still to be a winner. If God is on us, if the God is on our side, who can be against us? Oh, brother and sister, let's love everybody. Let's love every brother. Let's love every sister. Let's love every enemy. For love is of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if your brother is in the error, don't push him down. That is what the prophet says. If your brother is in error, don't push him down. He is as far as he wants to be now, further down. Help him up. Give him a hand. Lift him up. Love him. No matter if he can't agree with you, love him anyhow.
Amen.
He says again, pray that God gives you the kind of heart and then he will do it.
Namata kuna mwari vakupe mhando yemoyo wakadaro uye vanozviita.
Amen. Our favorite quote I'll read.
Chinokorwa chatinofarira tose ndochandaa kuverenga.
Love one another.
Dananai mumwe nemumwe.
Above everything.
Pamusoro pezvinhu zvose.
Love one another.
Dananai mumwe nemumwe.
May I also say?
Regai ndichiwo.
I know our Sunday school they do present their memory verses, etc., etc.
Those at Sunday school, one of the time, memories, this avenue, so I can go under wonder.
I'm not going to ask you to memorize the whole spoken word of this one.
Handisi kukumbira kuti muzememorize a spoken word rese.
But I just want you to memorize maybe just a sentence.
Asi ndichakumbira kuti mungomemorize ndofunga mutsara uyu.
For East Tabernacle.
Uwewe East Tabernacle.
Which says, love one another above everything. Love one another.
Dananai mumwe nemumwe pamusoro pezvose. Dananai mumwe nemumwe.
I'm sure when I'm moving in and out, if I just ask anyone our memory port, I'm sure everyone will be able to say this one.
Ndotenda kuti patichange tichingo sanganawo, handifunge kuti zvichandinetsa ndingangobvunza kuti munoziva here dingindira redu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many will say, yes, I will memorize that quote?
Vangani vachati hairi ticharisa pamoyo wedu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil will know it.
Diabhuri achazviziva.
And will overcome the devil by this quote.
Uye tichakunda diabhuri nemashoko emuprofita.
No matter what the devil tries to say.
Zvisinei kuti diabhuri arikuedza kuti chii.
Now you are all one great big sweet group now.
Zvino tiriboka guru rinotapira iye zvino.
But remember my warning.
Asirangarirai yambiro yangu.
Satan won't let that stay that way.
Diabhuri haasi kumbobva akazvisiya zvakadaro.
No sir.
Kwete changamiro.
He will shoot everything.
Achaedza kukandira zvose.
If he has to bring somebody in to make his target,
kana akaedza achaedza kuunza munhu wake waachashandisa.
He will bring some critical unbeliever in it.
Achaunza mushoropodzi kana munhu asingatende pakati pedu.
And sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you.
Omugadza pasi oti awadzane nesu.
Under the quietness and things.
Murunyararo nezvose.
And then he will shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff.
Ozo pfura munhu nechefu kana nezvimwe.
And you start through the church with it.
Zotanga muchechi.
Don't you take sides with that.
Iwe chirega kuenda kuritivi rwazvo.
Don't have nothing to do with anything.
Haikona kubatanidzwa nazvo izvi.
You stay right loving and sweet and kind one to another.
Iwe ramba uchitapira uchida mumwe nemumwe.
Pray for that man.
Namatirai munhu uyu.
That he will be saved too.
Kuti aponeswewo.
Or that woman.
Kana mudzimai.
Or who it is, just pray for them.
Kana angava ani ingova namatira.
And stick one another.
Uye ngatibatanei.
East Tabernacle, stick one to another.
Ngatibatanei East Tabernacle.
Let me read this one again, one of our favorite things as well. Let me just give you, the prophet says, if I have found grace in your sight,
through God,
you take my word for it, brethren. If you want to be a blessing,
kana uchida kuve chiropafadzo,
and get a blessing,
uye kana uchida kuropafadzwa,
when a man has done you wrong,
kana munhu achinge akukanganisira,
and has absolutely, justly, I mean, he has done you wrong,
uye anyatsoita akukanganisira zviri pachena,
and you know that he has done you wrong,
uye uchinyatsoziva kuti akukanganisira,
he has done you evil,
akuitira zvakaipa,
you are not supposing.
Or you
heard,
but you are
100%
sure that this
man, this woman has done you wrong, has done you evil.
Kuti murumewe kana mudzimaiwe akukanganisirai akuitirai
zvakaipa.
Profita ari kuti,
don't mention that.
Haikona kumbozvitaura.
You take him to prayer before God.
Iwe enda unomunamatira pamberi pashi.
And don't take it in a way of just a selfish and saying,
haikona kuzvita nenzira yehundini yekungoti,
well, I'm supposed to do this.
Hawo, ndinofanira kungozviita hangu.
But stand with your shoulder to his shoulder.
Asi iwewe, zvise muchinhano chehama yako.
And stand in the presence of God our Father.
Womira pahuvepo hwaMwari baba vedu.
Being an intercessor for your brother.
Uruku kumbirira kana kureverera hama yako.
Where a prayer should be made in the presence of God.
Nzira chaiyo inofanira kuitwa munamato muupo hwaMwari.
And say, Father, here is my brother.
Woti, baba,
justly, he deserves punishment because he has done me evil, and I don't see why he did it. Then let God go to talking to you. And you will see maybe that man has been, what this man has been through. The devil has twisted him up somewhere and caused him to do that. Though he is absolutely wrong. Before you leave the throne of God, you'll be feeling sorry for that man. You'll be sympathizing with that brother. And when you get down to earth again, you go over to that brother and shake his
hand.
For you know what he's been through. You can't stand with a mortal in the presence of God and condemn anyone. I don't believe, no, even if he is a ranked sinner. And what about a brother that has made a mistake? Though I say he is wrong, sometimes he is accused wrong when he is not wrong. But if he is wrong, well, if we will take him to the throne of God, stand there shoulder to shoulder with our brother, knowing he is mortal and maybe his destination rests upon our attitudes towards him.
Tikaenda pamberi pamwari topinda muchinano chehama tichiziva kuti hama yedu munhu anofa pamwe vanofanira kunge vachirangwa.
When we come back to the throne of God, we'll realize that we are everyone guilty and we'll need help one of another.
Tikaenda pachigaro chamwari tinozocherechedza kuti tose tine mhosva
tinofanira kubatsinana. And that is the best way is pray.
Uye nzira yakanakisa ndeye kunamata.
The prophet goes further and says, he is ready to make save anybody that he once saved. How could you get a mental picture of Calvary and remain a sinner? How could you look at him going up Golgotha to the hill to be crucified in your place? And a guilty sinner and see his back bleeding? When he was stripped across his back for our healing, then deny divine healing. He went on the cross of Calvary for you, my brother. Everything that you are in need of today, this was paid for on the cross of
Calvary.
If you want to live the life you are living, you don't put the blame on Jesus Christ. Because he paid it all on the cross of Calvary. When he cried out, "It is finished, it is finished," he had your name in his mind. He realized you were born in sin, shaped iniquity. But he wanted you to be saved. He wanted you to be a saint. Then he said, yes, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was groaning, if it is possible, let this cup pass by. But not my will, but your will be done. The reason why he wanted the cup to pass by, it was such a heavy burden. But when he looked at you and me, and saw the state we were in, that's when he said, let your will be done. He realized the whole humanity was lost.
vakacherechedza kuti vanhu vose vakanga
vakarasika. He realized he could not send angels to redeem men.
Vakacherechedza vaikwanisa kutuma ngirozi kuponesa
vanhu. He could not send another man to redeem men.
Havaikwanisa kutuma mumwe munhu kuponesa mumwe munhu.
He had to leave his comfortable throne from heaven.
Vaifanira kutosiya chigaro chavo chakanaka chekudenga.
To come here on earth to die for you.
Kuuya pano panyika kuzofira iwe.
When they were beating him, when they were spitting on him, it was because of you, my brother, my sister. It was because he wanted you to live a victorious life. He wanted you to overcome sin. He wanted you to not to have the root of bitterness. He wanted you to love your brother. He wanted you to love your family, to love your sister, to love your brother. Because of Calvary, my brother, my sister, I say the devil has no chance. Because of Calvary, I claim what belongs to me. Because of Calvary, I can face the devil right in the face. I can say, Satan, you are defeated. I can say, Satan, you are a bluff. I can say, Satan, I will fear you not. Because of Calvary, I feel faith pulsating in my veins. Oh, brother, let's be like Samson.
Samson.
Sometimes when he feels the power of God moving, he will say, I'll go to the enemy. That's Samson for you, my brother.
Yes, Samson.
He will go and say, no, I'll go in their city. He will notice, the people will notice that Samson is here. And then they say they're going to arrest him. You know, brother, you have to feel sorry for your enemy. He says, I'm not going to trouble them now. I want to trouble them at midnight. So they could not sleep that day waiting for
Samson.
And then close to midnight, Samson said, no, let me go. Going straight where the problem was. You know, sometimes, brother, we should not fear these problems. We should not. The gate was locked. That was his problem. He said, yes, I'll go straight on the problem. He just lifted up the problem. Went away with it. Oh, my brother, what is your problem this afternoon? Go straight where your problem is. In the name of Jesus Christ, take your problem away. Say TB. I speak you out of existence in the name of Jesus Christ. Unclean living, say in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, brother, how does it happen? To say every 12 o'clock you don't sleep, you have to put an alarm.
To 12 o'clock, zega.
To take your medicine.
Umuke pakati pehusiku unwe mishonga.
If it's an alarm to pray, yes, no problem.
Kana dayangari alarm yekukumutsa kuti unamata hazvina dambudziko.
You can't even alarm to take tablets, no brother.
Haungaita alarm yekuti umuke kunwa
mishonga. How will you stand before Samson?
Uchamira sei pamberi pa Samson?
Hallelujah. You can challenge that devil right away.
Unogona kutodena demon.
If you don't want that situation,
kana usingade chinhano ichocho,
say God today.
Iti nhasi Mwari.
You have a chance to get honor.
Mune mukana wokukudzwa Mwari.
You have a chance to get the honor, Lord.
Awane mukana wokukudzwa ishe.
Because
nekuda,
I am challenging my situation.
Ndiri kuramba chinhano
changu. I am challenging right now.
Ndiri kuchiramba yezvino.
Not tomorrow,
kwete mangwana.
But even now, oh, if you want it, my brother, you can receive whatever you want. You can receive your blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ. This is God for ministry. Where you speak things into existence. Malachi 4, what is it that you want? You speak it into existence. Oh, he spoke those squirrels into existence. If you want a natural squirrel, you can speak it into existence. What is your squirrel today? You speak it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We will challenge the devil until the last break in us. We should not allow the devil to take charge of us. Because he died for us on the cross of Calvary. So that we are victors. Victory is certain, my brother. Victory is given. There is no way, my brother. The devil can do whatever he wants. It once happened in the Bible. David
hates.
Goliath was vaunting. He was boasting. But he boasted to the wrong man. Oh, my brother, my sister. Don't let your trouble challenge or boast on you. How come people at your workplace, they know to say the one who takes the most sick leave is this brother or this sister? Oh no, today we are saying it's not possible. We are telling the devil, yes, enough is enough. Even if it is against all odds, my brother. Against all odds, my brother. You can approach him. Oh, the Bible tells me, stand still and see the salvation of God. These Egyptians, which you see, you shall see them again no more. Oh, the Lord will fight your battles. Your duty is just to stand still. My brother, my sister, your duty is not to fight. Your duty is to stand still. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because our Lord needs no help from you. But he wants to fight for you. After fighting for you, he then gets the glory. He then gets the honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at the four lepers. The Lord wanted to honor. Then he said, how am I going to get the honor? How can I get the honor? I'm sure there was a debate in heaven. The angels trying to strategize. To say, how can our Lord get his honor? Until a prophet then spoke. And say, tomorrow there will be plenteous goods here in Samaria.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
then God had to make use of lepers. The reason why the lepers were outside, it is because they were considered that they were not normal beings. So God does not need your help. Conversely, it's you who needs his help. God had to use people who were chased out of the city. Oh, my brother, my sister. Hey, we need to cast away fear. If lepers, they say, if we sit here, we're going
to
die. If we go into the city, we're still going
to
die. But what might save us? Let's go into our enemy.
And they move us as
our enemy head on.
And they trust an enemy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise. I'm sure God was so pleased with such display of faith. And they started walking through. You know the step of a leper? And also because there was famine in the city. If there was famine to normal human beings, how much more to lepers? So I believe there was just very little strength left in them.
So
they were just walking slowly and carefully so that the wind might not take them over. So just such a soft move. But God amplified that. They thought, the enemy thought, oh, chariots are coming. They started running away. So my brother, my sister, just take a step in faith towards your problem. God will take care of the rest. You just do your part. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil is afraid of you. So just go on him. Face your problem. First, your situation. God will take care of the rest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank the Lord so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Daniel was thrown with the lions.
Daniel aga kandwa gombare shumba.
The Lord wanted honor from that situation. The Hebrew boys were thrown in the fiery furnace. God wanted an honor from that. What situation is before you, my brother?
My brother?
Is it that you are after your loved ones? This is called today. I am giving you the chance, Lord. I am saying, Lord, here is an opportunity for you to get the glory, to get the honor, because I know you have purposed yourself, Lord, to get yourself the glory.
Say,
Lord, I'm happy. Because I don't have a problem. Because the problem is actually not mine. Because I have given it over to you. Or when a child gives over a problem to his parent, the child can go and play. Oh, the same with you, my brother, my sister. When you hand over your problem to God, go and relax, my brother. God will take care of your problem. Don't worry. Isli Tabaneko, don't you worry. God will take care of the rest. Isli Tabaneko, don't you worry. God is in control. Isli Tabaneko, be you happy. Because God is in charge. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. Only you, what you do, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. My brother, this afternoon I say, there is no demon that can stand before our Lord. There is no situation that can stand before our Lord. Oh, I challenge every spirit in the name of Jesus. I challenge every situation in the name of Jesus. Any demon, whether it is poverty, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. Unclean living, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of hate, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of backsliding, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. I apply that token in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you are defeated. Satan, you are exposed. Satan, we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power over God's children in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we welcome you this afternoon. We say take charge of every brother. We say take charge of every sister. Our footsteps, let them be guided of you, Lord. Wherever we go, Lord Jesus Christ, get all the glory and the honor. We are not giving the devil a chance, Lord. We are going to fight the enemy. With the power and the Spirit of God, we are going to win. Oh, hallelujah, let's rise to our feet.
Hallelujah.
I believe this afternoon, my brother, my sister, the Lord is here to meet your situation. Say, Lord, you came specifically for my situation. He is here for you. Not for my brother, not for my sister, but for me. Lord, say, Lord, it's me, Lord. It's me, Lord. You have come for me. I prayed for this service, Lord, that you come and speak to my heart. I am exactly here that you speak to my heart. Lord, address my situation. Address me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We want to thank the Lord.
No desire. I want to scale.
Brother Steve, again Marunya. Blessing, I want to scare his brother Marunya comes to pray. Brother Steve Marunya, and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But still I pray, till heaven I found. Lord, lead me now. There's no devil that can stay. Hallelujah. Oh God.
Wanda vaida mkana iwoyu asa vana kuwana mkana iwoyu jimoka asi ishe tinoti makono koto kwa tiri ne kutaka kuti matipa mkana iwoyu baba icho chipoche upenye icho chusha makatipa tino chukuta saka ishe mshuri mekunge tapari ziri wa shakadari tichiuzi wakuti pa msonde zvese dananari ishe wangu kuti vana wagozia kuti muliva ziri zivangu. Ishe wangu msoro kudenga mprofita kati zisa kati learn to be good and to be patient, to be kind one to another. Ishe wangu msoro kudenga ati ripote izozo baba. Tino makirira kuiteta izozo nekuti murahiro wenyu tens wangu baba. Ishe wangu makabito taura kuti ii commandment ya niru kukupai kuti mudanane ishe wangu baba.
Hallelujah.
Ishe wangu sekupa kwa makaita na Israelites ma commandments. Makati, one commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. So Lord, when we love one another, we know we are fulfilling, Lord God, your commandment, Lord God. And by so doing, Lord God, when love has been projected,
hallelujah.
Lord God, you gave us a pastor. Lord God, the pastor came from the love of God.
You,
no wonder the singer said, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. And you shall forever more enjoy.
Thank you.
You shall one who is so baba. Dinoranga ram profita chinga peza kupariza saizozi. Aita ora achitika na zanda pariza. Zuri zecho kwa
diwa chia
nchi zvindiketa.
Hallelujah.
Ishe wangu mriku soro kudenga. Takukuda izvino ishe wangu baba.
Hallelujah.
Kutuya kuchisimbisa baba.
Oko.
Kuti shoko na pariza baba. Hazire brain Jehova. Hatichizi nje brain isusu baba.
Oko.
Nje brain azitibatiri Jehova. Saka ishe wangu baba. Theology azitibatiri baba. We want practical things. Ishe wangu mriku kudenga. Iko sinevi baba. Zazurwa baba. We papa surwa baba.
Hallelujah.
Sickness has been rebuked.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, unclean living has been rebuked.
Hallelujah.
Poverty has been rebuked, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. And now we are saying, oh, if the tabernacle, let us go to the spoils.
Hallelujah.
We want to eat. Lord God,
thank you,
what has
Jesus.
Been released to us. Lord God, we are free people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ishe wangu baba. Sikati basirei kunamata mwari tishirwara. Asina tizi kuna matangwari tichirwara. Saka na izo so ishe. Tinotiwa nungava pore. Ishe wangu baba. It's a brand new day. That has the reason to ask Lord God. Ishe wangu baba. Rasu wa izwa baba. Wana hapa ni kukuna matai. Wari ndonda. Wana hapa ni kukuna matai. Wana nzara ishe wangu baba. Wana hapa ni kukuna matai. Wasina marimu owe.
mutumishi wangu baba makataura mukati amusauya mbamangu musina mari uyene mari mbamangu mishi wangu baba kanga koyese ni mari kana musina kuvapa saka mwari ndikukumbira kuti pai vana venyu baba mari mishi wangu baba vakouya muno vakazara nadzo mari nekuda kwekuti murayiro wenyu kuti uyai mishi wangu musauya muno musina chinhu baba saka naizvozvo tirikutikomborerai vana venyu pavatange vachishanga zvika ishe wangu vari kumatima nenyika vachitsvaga zvinovabatsira komborerai mabasa emaoko ako jehovha ishe wangu baba hatitarise the economy of zimbabwe we are not zimbabweans ishe wangu baba we came from above therefore of god we are saying we have come with the kingdom of god with the economy of god with the currents of heaven lord god I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us not be startled by the economy of Zimbabwe. Heavenly Father, we are not looking to the president of Zimbabwe to do us something, Lord God. He cannot help us. Our help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Lord God, we are saying, look down on our plight. And we know we are victors, Lord God. We shall proclaim victory over our enemy. We thank you, Lord, for such a display, Heavenly Father of love, the love of God. No wonder why it is said, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on thee should not perish, but to have eternal life. Lord God, it is so easy to trust in Jesus. It is so good to be a child of God. Lord God, I love you. I honor you. Come now, Lord God, and be a total blessing to East Tabernacle. Lord God, like that song that says, Jerusalem shall rise and never fall. East has risen. It will never go down to the dark.
Hallelujah.
It shall fly, Lord God, to the high. To the highest peak, Lord God. Right to the mountains. Heavenly Father, as eagles now, we are soaring the heavens. And we are saying, Lord God, Satan, here we come. We are not afraid of any devil.
No.
We are not afraid of anything because we know we have got the bridegroom's voice in this camp. We know God is on our side. Who can be against us? Get the glory, Father. Get the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we salute the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.